Item 11, please.
Item number 11 from the Deputy Director, Department of Human Resources, submitting an informational report relative to reclassification of existing positions, advancement within the pay range, reallocations of non-represented positions, and all other revisions to executive compensation plan positions. Recommendations to be implemented unless supervisors object.
Mr. Session.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, Supervisors. Rick Session, Deputy Director of Human Resources. Item 11 is one of our regular monthly reports. There are no reallocations or reclassifications, but there are two advancements within the pay range that our compensation division is recommending approval for. They are based on additional duties and retention purposes. Be happy to try to answer any questions on that.
I know Mr. Fudge and I spoke briefly in the hall about this a few days ago. Can someone explain the situation where someone's getting an $11,000 pay raise?
Mr. Chairman and Supervisors, thank you for the opportunity. This is really in recognition of the workload that this individual is being asked to undertake. This position was reclassed with a slight bump last September, about a $4,000 raise, with the expectation, you know, that there would be a work on helping create a strategic vision for the county's assets and facilities. In the interim, we have discovered that task is far greater than anticipated. Part of that was the creation of the Capital Improvement Committee. As you may recall, a short time frame to get all the departments together, get their projects in, create an evaluation process, keep all the members informed, and this individual did a fantastic job with that, considering it was the first year and the brief time frame. Also, the CBRE report sort of ties in with the Capital Improvement Committee, the item we just heard on the unspent bonds. So this is also in recognition of a request by me that this person be the go-to highly professional individual who will coordinate all these items in our office. It's also a retention issue. It also reflects the fact that my office has lost two analysts, our deputy budget director and the budget director in the last few months. And so if this individual, who's very highly qualified and could seek employment elsewhere, were to leave, we'd be in some trouble for the upcoming budget session. So certainly retention, awarding the work that they've done so far, and also creating, I think, increased expectations upcoming. The other individual has also performed very well and has been a mentor to another individual in the office, and also the first individual has been a mentor to another younger analyst in our office with the creation of due diligences, taking over the parks budgets, things like that. So I respectfully request your approval.
So am I correct in what you just said, is this particular person went from 78 to 82 in September, and now in June they're going from 82 to 93?
Mr. Chairman, that's correct.
Anybody have any questions on that or anything else? Supervisor Lipscomb?
Yeah, I mean, it's, Mr. Chairman, it's hard not to focus in on that. I mean, not simply because there's just two and they're so different from one another, but also just it's been a continuing it's been a continuing issue. I mean, for me, this idea that those who are close to those who can recommend increases seem to be the only ones getting increases. You know, in our last cycle, we took care of the HR department with a bunch of increases, including for the people who are supposedly going to be responsible for doing the compensation analysis that we've long needed. And it's concerning to me. I don't know I don't know what oversight is being provided or what standard is being used. I mean, am I the only one that because I'm not, I'm sorry, I don't mean in terms of you. this committee, I mean, in terms of the departments, the percentage, I understand, you know, percentage isn't the right metric for me to be focused on, but I have a hard time not seeing that the cumulative action on a position of, you know, whatever it is, 18% or something within a year in a single position. Basically moving up five steps in a year. I just don't see that happening elsewhere outside of those who are really close to, you know, to someone who can make that recommendation. And at what point do we say something more modest has to be something more modest and more reasonable is what should be the recommendation, and because the reality is that everyone deserves that.
I mean, this is that point. That's the point.
Yeah, I guess that is. Well, it's the point I'm making. I don't know what
it says. The recommendation is going to be implemented unless supervisors object. If people are objecting, then
so. So help me out, if those who have some more experience. The only other time I've objected, it was similar to this. It was for the parks director getting a second raise inside of a year in a similar percentage amount, and we were told, oh, thanks for your objection, but it was executive compensation, so we really didn't have a say. You know, clearly in this case we do, but I've never seen action of the committee to amend a report. Is that a proper motion to say I can't accept a four-step increase?
No.
Mr. Session would know.
Anybody can answer if they have, you know, anybody who feels qualified.
Yes, I think so. So to answer the question, Mr. Chairman, I think it's within the board's purview to amend this report as it sees fit.
So that would even include, instead of saying no, to just changing it to a different pay range?
I believe that would be acceptable. Yeah, I think that's an appropriate motion.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman. Can I ask one clarifying question before that? So, if that is an appropriate motion, could we get clarity? So, what is there was the previous I don't know if it was a previous step increase or a previous reallocation. I'm sorry, I'm mixing up my terms. But also the position would have also had the 1.5 that everyone got, right? So, I mean, the total movement in the position is even more than just the step increases over the course of a year, right? It's just so I have the full context.
Go ahead, Mr. Fudge.
Mr. Chairman, what occurred last September was a reclassification. So basically a new position was created at a new pay range. The first step of the new pay range was higher than the top step of the old pay range. I believe the pay rates that you see here include the 1.5% increase. So yes, this person would have gotten the 1.5% increase at step one, which has already happened, and now would go to this pay range step four, which also includes the 1.5%. The 1.5% applies to every pay step at every pay range that's applicable.
Supervisor Schmidt?
Well, I think there's another historical point here. If we remember the very difficult situation we were put into when we had the $20,000 raise, if you recall, to the one young lady in the county executive's office. And then there was a situation with the county executive obviously wanted someone in the chief of staff, but she was in IMSD?
IT.
Yeah, IT. So, I mean, we didn't get off to a good start there, unfortunately. And the problem is, as time goes on here, too, is that, you know, we get a zero budget from the county executive. Okay, everybody's supposed to bite the bullet. And, you know, this is what makes it hard. And we can't touch his budget anymore. So he can, I guess, give any reason he wants now. He can do everything he wants
to us. That's not accurate. I think if you're referring to Act 14,
yes.
We don't have a total interpretation of it. My first reading of it would say we can't reduce anybody's pay, but I don't think if he recommends a 100% pay raise for Mr. Tyler, Right, not him. Say, Mr. Conway, for instance, that we have to give it to them, but we can't reduce his pay.
Okay. Well, I guess you knew where I was going. I think my intent, I hope, is taken in the right way. And this was brought up, Chairman Cullen, last month, too. We were kind of on the same page. I think you were very frustrated, and so was I, and maybe everybody was on the committee, by the fact that we just don't seem to have much say at all here. I did talk to Mr. Session about it, with some knowledge of work in the past. I guess I've asked that department and administrative staff to be prudent and when they do these things. And, you know, we're really relying on HR. I mean, I like to hear more than HR just does it if it's in the budget, that HR really looks at, you know, we're trying to do an employee handbook. We're talking about fairness. We're talking about lack of raises in so many other areas and so many other groups. And you know what? I really am not against the raises. And I would say this, and it's a situation that I hope, again, an agenda setting for Mr. Session, if you see things and communicate with us, or you tell us, yeah, we really spent some time looking at this, and we really feel this is justified, besides the department, because you're the final kind of deciders. You said you would look at that, and I trust your integrity on that, that you're going to do some things that we just can't do, and maybe we shouldn't do. I don't think we ever want to micromanage things. I mean, I want the departments to have their own budgets. I want them to trust, you know, if you think those people, Mr. Fudge works for these people, and they think they deserve a raise, well, good. You know, maybe they should get it. But, I mean, I look at other people out here, too, and I look in so many other areas, nurses and other things, of course, too, and they don't get raises. And you know what? I appreciate time. Mr. Fudge came to my office, and he was walking. And this is what department heads need to do. I'm sorry now, again, with Act 14, I don't know, Mr. Chairman, what's going to happen there. But you know what? It makes it such more with collegiality. It makes it so much more feel that, you know, we're really doing our fiduciary responsibilities, too. When department heads come in, so we just don't see things on paper and don't really, you know, understand what's going on. But if they come to explain to us, well, here's the reasons. Well, I can work with that, you know. And I just hope that, you know, we look at the whole spectrum. And, you know, when it's closest to you, and I couldn't agree more with what Supervisor Lipscomb said. I mean, it just seems the people who, you know, are in higher positions, and you have important positions, there's no question about that. And you should be compensated. And I know people are compensated maybe more outside in the private sector, but I tell you, that's the way we all feel that, and so many of our employees feel that. So I'm just trying to get to an equal footing kind of thing again. I think it should be a little more gradual. I think it's a little high. I want to give them a raise. I want to give everybody a raise. I mean, we gave them a 1.5, and we try to help out people in other areas, HSA. We did some things. We care about our employees here. But you know what? People consider, look, and you hear in other departments, and they're not getting those kinds of raises. You know, and it's relative. I don't care if they're making 25, then maybe they should make 28. He's making 72, he's making 83. Well, you know, I don't identify with some of those higher numbers. And it's not to say that they don't deserve it. So it just puts us really in a tough situation all the time here. And I want to be fair to all the employees. And, you know, I just think percentages are important here. I don't doubt what you're telling me is true. I don't doubt that they have more responsibilities and should be paid more. But I think it goes to so many other areas, too, and those people don't get raises. So that's a difficulty in looking at this. And I guess I'd appreciate it if it would be a little more gradual. And if you got some here, you know, I want to retain these people. I mean, you told me who these people are. I respect who they are. I respect what you tell me. And I respect what you tell me, too. And I want you to look at, and to tell your boss, too, and I hope I'm not out of order, okay, to just look at these kinds of things, okay, to ensure that, indeed, you know, we are giving equitable kinds of looks across the board, and that, you know, then we got a budget. If we're going to give in some of these areas, then we got to help some other people out, too, and at the bottom of the pay scale, too, and not just at the higher levels. And that seems to be the way it goes. I understand because the people at the higher, you know, have more responsibility. And they're important to us. I don't want to lose many people I look out in the crowd. I don't want to lose the people that Mr. Fudge wants to give raises to as well. But I hope you understand the difficult position it puts us in. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Tyler, did you have something to add?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My name's Don Tyler, and I just want to, I guess, make a comment. I absolutely understand your perspective on this. The percentage, particularly for one of the individuals, is very high, so I understand that. But at the same time, this is something that the previous budget director had been working on when I came here, really trying to do a couple things. First of all, right-sizing the compensation for the individuals for not only for what they're doing but also for retention purposes within the county, because obviously we are competing. Everybody's competing, if you will, across the county for the various positions. So that's the first thing. But also the other thing is as it relates to the scope of work that they're doing, and I think Josh kind of outlined the scope of responsibilities that these individuals have taken on as we have been right-sizing, if you will, this area. This area is smaller than what it was before. So these individuals are taking on more responsibilities. And as they go through the budgeting cycle, as you know, there's a lot of work on your end on the budgeting cycle. There's a tremendous amount of work for these individuals through the summer months. So I get the percentage increase is significant, but our view is that that position is right-sized in terms of a compensation for the position and for sure the particular individual. So I just wanted to kind of weigh in on that.
Thank you for your input. Supervisor Bowen?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My question is about the about the larger salary increase and how did you come up with that number for the scope of either hours or tasks that person was doing before and now?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, it was actually recommended by the previous budget director, as Mr. Tyler stated. When I took over as the interim director, I thought about the issues that you're talking about and knowing that the items that have come up and seeing what this individual did with the Capital Improvement Committee and then knowing what's kind of coming down the pike with the bonds and the CBRE stuff, it made perfect sense to me. So I, on the one hand, I'm trusting the judgment of my predecessor, but on the other hand, in my office, I've seen the work that this individual has done and the work that is going to be expected of them to try to get all these things right over the coming months and years. So that was my view.
And if I can, Mr. Chair, further beyond just the increase, are they still providing the same tasks, or are they performing the same tasks that they did before and these new tasks as well?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, yes. This individual is not only going to be responsible, as I mentioned, for all these major projects going forward, but they are also still the analysts for several departments. So they are continuing to do the job of a budget analyst and taking on these greater responsibilities for these large projects.
And is the hours that this employee is putting in, can you say it's a 10% increase in hours, and that's why it's a 10% increase in salary, or what is the correlation there?
Mr. Chairman and Supervisors, I don't know that it correlates directly to the percentage in salary, but I can tell you the hours spent were very significant on the improvement committee process, and I know just from seeing them in the office when I get there in the morning and when I leave at night that that workload's continuing.
What type of difference in hours are we referring to?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, it's hard to. I know for a fact that, you know, I was gone for a little while, so I didn't see directly, but I know that it's probably from an average of 40 to 45 hours to probably 55 hours at least, and during the summer it'll probably be even higher.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Go ahead. Supervisor Johnson?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I asked Director Fudge, is it fiscal and budget manager? Interim Fiscal and Budget Manager Josh Fudge. I asked him earlier about these positions because I have seen similar titles, and he told me that Those titles were from the comptroller's office, I guess, last cycle, and some cycles previously I had seen a similar position, and those positions might have been somewhere else. So inasmuch as this, with the reclassification, this person would go from the current salary to the fourth step, an increase of 14% in salary, and there's one more step above that. How long do, and this probably should be directed to Mr. Session, how long would that classification be in place? In other words, would there be a possibility, in as much as for what's going on now as far as compensation review is concerned, is it possible that that classification is going to be changed within the near future? Is there a possibility, given that this compensation study is occurring?
Right, Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, I know our compensation division has been looking at all of the positions. I believe that the budget office has gone through the process for the initial review, but I don't know what the compensation division's recommendations are with regard to these positions.
We want, as I mentioned earlier, sometime this morning, some of us look to think of what's in the best interest of the county, mm-hmm. the county government. But I also heard what Supervisor Lipscomb said earlier. It could be seen as, because some people are close to each other, that something is happening that otherwise may not be happening. So I want to be fair. An increase of 14% after a reclassification, and I heard with respect to additional duties, in particular the CBRE project and the Capital Improvements Committee duties, along with the regular departmental analyst duties. Again, I want to be fair, but it also has to be pointed out that this is a 14% increase in this person's salary, which is way above a 1.5% increase. So, and I heard what Mr. Sessions said, that the other thing that could happen is we could look at a lower step. In other words, not going to the 93,000, but possibly 85,000, 88,000. So I want to ask Mr. Fudge or Director Tyler, with respect to the other two or three people that for whom there was to be the reclassification, I think there were at least three positions. Are those people still here?
Mr. Chairman and Supervisors, of the three that were reclassified back in September, one was myself, so I'm no longer in that position, and one other one has moved to another department. So this individual is the only one of the three left who was reclassed, correct.
Okay. Are you recruiting other people? Is someone about to move up? I'm trying to get a sense, because I know what we have in front of us is this 14% increase, pay increase. But I also want to, on the other hand, take into consideration this compensation study that's being done, and I want to be fair. I mean, I can easily poo-hoo this and say, well, I could get a more than 50% increase in my salary coming and pending. But we want to be fair. We want good county employees. We want employees to stay here. We don't want them moving if they don't have to move. So I just want some feedback.
Mr. Chairman and Supervisor, yes, we will, I think, start recruiting for the two vacant positions. Part of it is just making sure we're on track for 2013. Also, as Mr. Tyler alluded to, sort of determining the future of the division, I think that these three positions, the one that I was in and this one here, I think we'll kind of become team leaders. And so, you know, we definitely have an interest in recruiting for those. And I would definitely be happy to promote from within the office. And I have an idea in mind to challenge some folks to see if they can earn that promotion. So, yes, we'll fill them soon.
Okay. Well, as Mr. Session has indicated, that we could go to a lower step. So maybe we should think about what that would be. Thank you. Thank you, Mr.
Fudge. I'd like to get a procedural opinion. What does it mean, recommended to be implemented unless supervisors object? What are our alternatives?
Maybe Mr.
Procedurally, Kady, Mr. what are alternatives?
Go ahead.
Chairman, you get something like this last month when you took out a position and you voted on it separately, and then that goes to the board for a full vote. So if you object, it would be taken out, and it would be provided to the full board. If you don't, then these recommendations will go into effect without any further action by the board.
And then the board actually has an up or down vote on some particular issue.
Yes.
On that item.
I'm interested in objecting because I think, first of all, I don't appreciate being told this is based on the recommendations of the prior budget director. I mean, it's like, this wasn't my recommendation. If people aren't going to take responsibility for the recommendations, it is something that I'm not necessarily having any confidence in. And I also think, I agree with Supervisor Lipscomb. We have folks at BHD that are just working tremendous hours, weekends. We have people at HOC, and they've been treated unfairly, all kinds of problems going on there. And yet it seems these positions are the ones that get the attention. And those are really big increases. So I have a number of issues that I'm not happy with on this, but I for one would like to object and
okay.
have...
So in the interest of moving this along,
yes.
then do we need to take a vote on that? If she objects, is that the proper procedure? I want to make sure we're doing everything.
Chairman, if you're objecting to it, are you offering to amend the step, or are you just going to...
Well, that was the question.
Yeah.
I mean, and I've sat on personnel, and I still get confused with this procedure, so I'd like to know what the alternatives are.
Chairman, if you could object... advancement within the range entirely. You could object and amend and do that as well. And that's what Mr. Session was pointing out, that if you wanted to reduce the step, you could do that, or you could just deny the request outright.
Well, you know, my preference is we get accused of micromanaging. And I don't know whether this person should be making 93,517 or 85,490.
Yep.
And I think that decision ultimately should be left with Mr. Fudge, since it's his recommendation, or Mr. Tyler, whoever is making the direct recommendation, if we object rather than us picking a number. But that's just me, because I think we're perfectly within our rights to say we object to this, and then they say, okay, then they should come up with a number. It shouldn't be us. That'd be my thing. But, you know, I'm open to discussing
can we,
it.
Can we object and ask them to come back with a different recommendation next month, or does this actually have to then go to the full board?
I assume, based on what you said, it would go to the full board, because then the full board would have to vote up or down on whether this objection would stand.
I believe you could object. You could take it out for separate action and lay it over for a month.
Yeah, we could lay it over till next month and ask them to reevaluate. But, or whatever. So.
Well, that would be my motion. I mean, if they would be willing to do that, I would lay this over and ask them to come forward with a different recommendation. If they come forward with the same recommendation, then we'll know what to do.
Okay.
Or they can consult with us. They can meet with us or something.
Yeah.
Right. Something. We can get some
okay.
information.
Supervisor Stanford.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Director Josh, how long has this particular, Fudge. How long has this particular individual been in this position?
Mr. Chairman and Supervisors, I believe since 2007.
2007. Okay, and his salary was at what rate until the first raise?
Up until last September, about $78,000.
$78,000. And then when did he get the raise in September up to
82?
82. And that raise was due, was that raise before or after the committee work?
Mr. Chairman and Supervisors, that was after the committee.
Okay, so he got the the previous director feels that due to the work that he has done, 82 wasn't good enough. He needs to go up to 93.
Correct, and just to clarify, that was the original recommendation of the previous individual. I had an interest in taking a look at that, and I felt it was the same. So it was not just my predecessor, but I agree with it 100%. And if not now, later, I would have come through with the same request.
For the 93,000?
Correct.
Okay.
And to be clear, that was also the recommendation of our compensation division, who has reviewed the request and and the job duties and the functions that have been described, as Mr. Fudge is describing here today, and we're in concurrence with where they are as well.
So then the question comes, if that was the thought and it was after the work was done, how come you didn't just request a higher step in the first place?
To clarify, I think you were asking whether or not this individual had done the Capital Improvement Committee work.
Yeah, he said it was after.
That was actually before the Capital Improvement Committee.
Also was before.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, the original request during the reclassification process back in September was that all three positions be placed at 88.
Yeah.
So the committee was comfortable going to the first step at 82. So that's where all three individuals landed at the time.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. We have a motion to lay this over. We'll take your own motion.
Mr. Chairman, just for clarification, is it both positions or is it just the one?
Just the one.
Supervisor Jerzyk, do you want to lay them both over or just the one?
Yeah, I think both of them.
Okay.
I would like to lay them over.
Okay. Both of them. Okay. Take the roll.
Supervisor Schmidt?
Aye.
Jerzyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
No.
Bowen?
No.
Stamper?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
5 ayes, 2 noes. The motion to lay this item over is approved.